What's that bird on the flag with three legs?
Oh, that's the Yatagarasu, a sacred legendary three-legged crow that is believed to be a messenger of the gods and a supernatural guide.
So, is this a crow shrine or something?
No, it's a symbol of the Kumano Sanzan. You can see it at all three Kumano Grand Shrines. The three legs mean heaven, earth, and mankind.
Why does Kumano have a three-legged crow as a symbol?
Well, this divine connection goes back to the foundation myth of Japan recorded in the first official compilation of Japan's history. Emperor Jinmu sailed from Kyushu to Osaka to battle for the new country. He was defeated and subsequently sailed down the coast to Kumano. Arriving from the west, he ascertained that the battle was lost because they were traveling against the movement of the sun goddess Amaterasu. After spending time in Kumano, the emperor and his troops set off once again for Yamato, present-day Nara, across the rugged mountains. The Yatagarasu was sent as a messenger from heaven and guided this imperial legion, which finally succeeded in winning the war and founding Japan. The roots of the Japanese nation can be found in Kumano. The three-legged crow motif is also found in Horyuji Temple, the oldest wooden structure in the world, and in an ancient tomb in Nara.
Really?
Yeah. There's a fire festival that's based on the Yatagarasu held in Hongu the last Saturday of August. It's called the Yata no Himatsuri and consists of a procession of people dressed in ancient costumes carrying a portable fire shrine, Japanese taiko drama performance, and dancing.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, there's also a more modern-day usage of the Yatagarasu.
What's that?
It's the symbol of the Japan Football Association. Two legs are planted firmly on the ground, and the third leg is grasping a soccer ball with its talons. This powerful guide is supposed to help lead the ball into the back of the opponent's net.
That's a good symbol to use.
A local storyteller also once explained to me why this sacred crow has three legs. Once upon a time, the crow actually had four legs and the dog only had three. The dog pleaded to the sun goddess for another leg because he found it very difficult to walk with only three. The sun goddess, seeing reason in his argument, took one leg from the crow, which gracefully gave it up. The dog was overwhelmed with joy and gratitude. And even today, you can still tell which leg the dog received from the sun goddess.
How can you tell?
Well, it's the one it lifts up when it's peeing, so it doesn't get wet.
Oh.